Welcome to the Infrastructure Show. I'm your host, Professor Joseph Schoffer of Northwestern University. The Infrastructure Show is designed to present to listeners the reality of America's infrastructure, its condition, why it is the way it is, and what can be done about it. We gratefully acknowledge contributions to sustain the Infrastructure Show from Dr. Robert Peskin, Dr. Raymond Ellis, and Andrea and Ron DeFeo. Up close and personal, that's what bridge inspectors normally try to do to detect defects that could grow into disasters. The configuration of bridges, their size, height, and location can make the job cumbersome, difficult, and sometimes dangerous. Rapid advances in unmanned aerial systems, drones, make it possible to inspect difficult-to-access areas of bridges quickly and safely, reducing inspection costs and sometimes improving bridge maintenance. To bring us up to date on recent applications of drones for bridge inspection, we're talking with Barrett Lovelace, who is Director of Unmanned Aerial Systems, Aerial Artificial Intelligence, and Reality Modeling at Collins Engineers, located in St. Paul, Minnesota. A graduate of Iowa State University with a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering, Barrett has more than 25 years of experience in bridge design, load rating, safety inspection, and bridge rehabilitation. He has led Minnesota DOT research projects on the role of advanced technology in bridge inspection. Barrett, I'm really glad to be talking with you today.
Thanks. Good to be here.
How common is the use of drones in bridge inspection in the United States today?
Well, I think it's becoming much more common, but probably not common enough yet. So we are, as a company, we're applying it quite often, and we're using it quite a bit for the Minnesota Department of Transportation and some other agencies across the country. But I think there's still a lot of potential to expand its use.
Are drone applications for inspection apply to particular kinds of bridges, all kinds of bridges, or certain locations and configurations?
Well, I think when we started doing research for it back in 2015, there were definitely a subset of bridges that it worked for that was maybe a smaller group. And it may be definitely skewed more towards the larger structures where we just see more benefit because the inspections tend to be more involved. But I think now we're using it on more and more bridges and in more and more applications. So it's becoming, the technology has improved so much that we can do it on almost all bridges. I think the one exception is that it's difficult to do for bridges that cross freeway traffic, but that's probably the only exception right now.
Why is it more difficult? Just because you're spooking drivers?
Yeah, in order to comply with FAA regulations, we can't fly over traffic. So the traffic maybe has to be shut down for us to do that. So just disturbing traffic is difficult, but you know, that's kind of a small percentage of bridges, so it doesn't tend to be a big problem.
But I would think you'd disturb traffic if you used a bucket lift truck as well.
You're exactly right. I think we do need to compare it to the way we're doing it traditionally, and a lot of times the drone inspection is less intrusive and less impact on the public than the drone.
Are you using commercial drones? You're not building your own, I assume.
Yep, we're not building our own. We mostly use Skydio drones, which are commercial drones that are purpose-built for inspection in the United States.
Ah, so they're special purpose drills. Are they what, six-rotor, eight-rotor drones?
Four-rotor drones. Hmm. And they have features like obstacle avoidance, which is really useful for us, and infrared sensors and high-resolution cameras.
That was the question I was about to ask you. So you don't have to worry about the drone running into the bridge. It will avoid it by itself.
Yes, it's pretty amazing. The technology's come so far that the drones literally fly themselves better than we can fly them, I think.
Are you using them primarily to supplement traditional hands-on inspection techniques rather than replacing them?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, we're not trying to eliminate our traditional ways that we inspect bridges, but when we integrate drones and things like digital twins and artificial intelligence, we're just making our traditional methods more efficient. So you know, maybe we have a bridge that, took 5 days with a underbridge inspection vehicle and lane closures. And if we can even reduce that to 3 days or even 4 days, we save a day of disruption and costs, that's still a pretty significant savings and safety benefits as well.
But there's still a need, at least in some cases, to touch and tap a bridge to assure its condition?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that that'll be the case for a long time. But it's really helped us become more efficient, and we can collect more data and higher quality data with the drone in conjunction with our traditional inspection methods.
And when you talk about data collection, I assume what you mean is that you're taking video or still photographs that you can study back in the office.
Exactly. And for the most part, it's almost all still images, and we're collecting those images at a really high overlap. So we may have a bridge where we collect, or wouldn't be uncommon to collect 5,000 images of that bridge. And then we post-process them into a reality model or a digital twin with software. And basically that creates a 3D model of the bridge that we can use as the basis for the inspection.
So the digital twin is some kind of replication of the bridge, but it's a replication in software.
Correct. So it's like a photorealistic 3D model of the bridge that, you know, pretty closely approximates what the bridge looks like in real life.
And how do you use that?
So one of the ways we can use it is we can do a pre-inspection. So if we go out, collect the data, create the digital twin, we can pre-inspect and put as much inspection information on that model as we can, because, you know, it's sort of like being in the field. You can see a lot of the defects or most of the defects, and we can mark them out and measure them before we ever go in the field. And then when our inspectors go in the field, they take a tablet computer and they have the model on the tablet, and with the inspection notes that were already pre-populated on there. And then when they go in the field, they're just verifying that a lot of those are correct, or maybe they're changing them a little, or that if something didn't get recorded, they're picking up new stuff. But it eliminates them having to measure everything in the field. And so it saves a lot of time and improves the accuracy as well.
So it sounds to me like if you've got that digital twin on some kind of tablet computer, it's like a roadmap. It tells you where to look and what to look for when you get on the scene. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly fair. And we can kind of target our inspection. And if we find things in the pre-inspection that we, you know, really want to make sure we see in the field, or maybe we want to plan for some testing, and we can do that. So it just, you know, it makes it much more efficient in the field, because we're not trying to, you know, measure everything and figure out where we're at on the bridge. So it's a really helpful tool for the inspectors.
I would think it would also make it safer for the inspectors.
Yeah, in the simplest way, it's making it safer because they don't need to be in the field as long. So we're just reducing the amount of time, and so that makes it safer for the inspectors and for the public as well.
But I assume also that the drones are able to get to places where it's pretty hard for an individual to get there.
Yeah, and I mean, the obstacle avoidance on these drones is so good now that we literally can fly between bridge beams and get that information. And, you know, while having a person, you know, hands on with the bridge in a particular place is still probably the ideal solution. If there's things like maybe that we want to monitor on a bridge, and it's just not feasible to go out there every week or month or every 6 months with the expensive snooper vehicles, we can use the drone just to go up and monitor things. Or look at things in between inspection cycles, and so it's a great way to get up there and look at something really quickly for a really low cost.
What's a typical project look like? I mean, how many people do you have on the scene when you're doing the drone inspection? How many people and what kind of equipment?
The drone inspection typically involves two people, one person flying the drone, one person just being like what we call a visual observer, just kind of a lookout. And, you know, even for a really large, like river crossing structure, it probably takes us 3 or 4 days to collect the data with two people. We, like I said, we use the Skydio drone, so we'll have a commercial type drone with us. We also have ground control targets that we'll place out on the site so we can geolocate everything in the inspection. So it's not, you know, it's not a lot of equipment or a lot of time in the field. It's a pretty efficient process.
But you can do it with two people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If it's like a real rural bridge, we can even do it with one person.
Oh, really? Hmm. So who's the drone pilot? Is it one of your engineers?
Yep. In our case, we've made the decision to train our engineers who are inspectors to fly the drones, as opposed to, you know, training someone as a pilot, you know, exclusively, because we want our engineers, they're the ones that know where to look, what to look for, and learning to fly the drone is a skill that's pretty easy to teach to our engineers. And that way we don't have an extra person that's, you know, an additional cost during the inspection. Those engineer inspectors are already in the field, so it makes sense to train them.
And is there some kind of certification required for them to fly the drone?
There is. There's a certification. It's called Part 107, which is the commercial UAS certification through the FAA. But that's, you know, fairly easy to get. It just involves some study and a test through the FAA.
Oh, so but actually an FAA tester has to watch them perform?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They don't have to see them fly. It's just a written or a computerized test.
Mm, okay.
And then we have our own kind of training and qualification internally, but the FAA certification is the only thing you need legally.
Okay, but it's a paper documentation.
Yes.
Okay. Has the Federal Highway Administration adjusted its inspection policies and procedures because of drones?
I wouldn't say they've adjusted their rules or anything, but the FHWA has been very supportive of using technology and using drones to improve inspections. And they've actually had us speak on their behalf many different times in encouraging and helping states learn how to use these tools to improve bridge inspections. I think everybody sees it as a way to improve on what we're doing now. And in those cases, not only could we be using it, but we probably should be using it.
So you've got their support?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Do you see new developments coming along in terms of the products that you're using that are going to make the field work better, work differently?
You know, I think the biggest thing that we're seeing is the inclusion of artificial intelligence into the inspection process. And we work pretty closely with a company called Bentley, who's a software company, and we're helping develop AI detectors to find things automatically, like cracks and concrete spalls and, you know, other kinds of defects. And while, you know, we may not be completely relying on the AI to find everything on the bridge, it's another layer for us to find things or make sure we find things. And in a lot of cases, it's a better way to measure all the cracks and quantify them. And especially to start comparing over time to see if deterioration is getting worse or if it's staying the same.
So do you feel overall that the use of drones has given you a better product, not just more efficiently, but a better quality and better information?
Yeah, for sure. I think the amount of data that we're collecting is, you know, orders of magnitude larger than we would in a normal inspection process. But even with that increase in the amount of data, I think the data is actually easier to navigate and easier to use. And so I think that, you know, the hope is that we're there's less chance of missing things, if there's higher quality in the whole workflow, and that we have this information kind of at our fingertips that we haven't had before.
Interesting. And one of the things that occurs to me is that you've got photographic records and interpretation of those records. So over time, you can look at a trend line and see how the direction of a particular bridge is going in if you're doing repeated inspections.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, traditionally for a normal bridge inspection, we may only have a dozen photographs of that inspection. And now we might have thousands. And so any part of the bridge has probably 8 to 10 pictures of it that we can refer back to. And so we have that snapshot in time so we can start comparing and seeing if things are accelerating or staying the same.
Have you been able to do any work on cable-stayed bridges, which I think are kind of a difficult bridge to inspect?
Yeah, we have. We've done quite a few, actually, cable and suspension bridges. And, you know, it works well for those types of bridges, especially since they're so large. There's kind of an efficiency there just because of their size.
Yeah, we think it'd be a safety advantage, too, is because you're not hanging somebody out in space to get the data.
Yeah, for sure.
So bright future. I think it's a really interesting opportunity that you're leading this effort that's really changing the nature of bridge inspections. I'm thinking you must be having some fun doing this.
Definitely. It is definitely a lot of fun to be able to apply all these new technologies and find ways to improve what we're doing. And I think the other benefit of that is it helps us attract young staff to inspections because, you know, they want to be able to do the same things like fly drones and use this technology as part of it. So that fun part of it helps us find more staff to work on inspections.
Are you finding people coming fresh out of the university know anything about this?
You know, I think they do. And we actually, I teach a class at the local, it's called Dakota County Technical College, where we're teaching technical students how to apply this technology. So you're starting to see it integrated into some of these curriculums and having students come out of school with some of this knowledge.
Oh, okay. That's very encouraging. Barrett, I really appreciate your spending the time with us today. You've given us a good education on the use of drones in bridge inspection, and we'll watch for more developments coming from you in the future. So thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to talk with you. So long. Thanks for listening to The Infrastructure Show. If you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did, please subscribe to our podcast and encourage your friends to join us too. The Infrastructure Show is recorded at the Studio Media Recording Company in Evanston, Illinois, under the direction of Scott Steinman, recording engineer with a commitment to great sound. Our producer is Marion Sowers, a journalist with a passion for infrastructure. And I am Professor Joseph Schoeffer. Few people are more curious about infrastructure than I am.